You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We're joined on the line by Dr. Amarian Atolabea. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon.
Are you well?
I'm very well. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope your day's been good.
Oh, it's been good. Very busy.
Lovely, lovely. Now, we want to talk about some common health myths and see if these are true or not. And of course, one who's listening in now may actually be overwhelmed by healthy daily decisions about what to eat, about how much time to sleep, and how much physical activities you need to be healthy. And if so, do not be discouraged. You are not alone. And with so many choices and decisions, it can be hard to know what to do and which information you can trust. And so today, the doc is going to be helping us to debunk commonly held health myths. So, Doc, what are some of the myths that we need to immediately do away with?
You see, there are so many of them that I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah.
There are so many. And the problem is, like you have said, how do you know what to believe and what not to believe? But one thing I have found is this. As a Christian, if only we believe the Bible, we will not be overwhelmed. Because if we believe the word of God who created us, and we follow the principles of what he has given us, we will not be overwhelmed, we will not be deceived, we will know which one is right and which one is wrong, because God who made man, the principles of life are given to us. So in preparing for this time, I said, well, let me go online, because you see, in today's world, we have internet and it gives us a lot of information. And that has made the matter worse. So I said, let me even see what is considered myth, so that we'll see what everybody or most people are looking at. I wasn't shocked, but I was sad that what I saw really by artificial intelligence was telling me the things that are not true. For instance, artificial intelligence telling me that it's a myth to drink 8 cups of water a day.
What?
Oh, yes, I was surprised, but I was sad. I said, this is what people are going to read. He said it's a myth. So, because you don't need to drink water that much, because your food is prepared with water. I said, oh my.
My goodness.
Is that the reasoning behind not drinking at least 8 cups of water? I was shocked but sad. So I determined, I said, you know, the best thing really is that one should just use God's word to guide us. So if I see a lot of myth that, for instance, people may be shocked with this one, but this one also came to my head. When I began to have children, my mother helped me. She started me off, as is tradition in most cultures, especially for the first child. And she taught me how to regulate the time of feeding the baby in between feeding time to give the baby water. Well, by the time my children are having children, you don't give baby water again. And I asked someone why. They said because there's water in breast milk. Okay. Now, we have children who are cranky, who, and I have read enough literature to show how lack of water can make one to be cranky. And I said, well, if we don't give our children water to drink, then why are we surprised that they are cranky and all the rest? So I see other mates saying to me the things that really, the people, I don't know what to call it, the information are false to a large extent. And the false information is the one that is telling me that they are trying to get rid of myths. But what they call myths are true to science. And they now say these are myths because they are old, they are traditional, and so we're in the new face of world and things like that. So there is a lot of confusion out there. And I really feel for the world. Honestly, I really feel for the world. Because in saying that the true is false, as the Bible already predicted, now people are getting sick. They are getting sick. They are getting sick. And simple things that will have helped them to get well, they say it's a myth. I have met a young man who was having difficulty in balance. He said if he's trying to walk, he feels like he's going to fall over. And well, I said, well, why don't you first of all start drinking water? Hey, he drank water and he got himself well. The only other thing he did was to drink more water. I said, well, before I don't drink enough water, truly. So he began to drink more water. And the tipsy feeling left him. So a simple example like that that can help one live, well, what he could do is go see the medical doctor and they write a lot of drugs for him. But that is going to make the matter worse most of the time. Now, this is not to say we should not see our medical doctors, but we need to be reasonable. And again, I emphasize, if we take the Bible principles, we will be well guided. Whoever is telling us something, and we pray, the Holy Spirit will give us direction and understanding. So this is the myth that is going on. And I love the work of Ellen G. White. When I teach using the book Ministry of Healing, which is always the first book I use to train those who want to know what I know. There she wrote that, don't follow, they say. I'm like, oh, that's very interesting. Find out. Put it to test by looking for and searching research that makes a lot of sense. And with prayer, we can know the difference between truth and error. In the world today, my brother, there is so much falsehood. There's so much falsehood that we don't know where to start or where to end or where to begin. But I know one thing for sure. God's word is sure. It is steady. There is no doubt about it. But some people even say the Bible is a myth.
My goodness.
So, oh, yes. They say Jesus Christ is a myth. The story of creation is a myth. So, now, faith comes in then. What will each person believe? What will they believe? That is just the bottom line. And it's a matter of choice. Our Creator gave us the power of choice. That's why our will is given to us. And we choose how we want to use it. Do we want to give it to God who gave it to us so that he can really mold it and give it back to us? Or do we want to hold on to it by ourselves and do what we like or what makes sense to us in a way? So when we look about at health myth, I would say the guiding rule that I have found by the grace of God to be true is to follow those simple laws of health that align with how we live and have been tested and proven to help life to the fullest. For instance, when we look at nutrition, there is enough research and enough evidence to show us that Genesis 1:29 is true. Fruits, grains, nuts, and then Genesis 3:18, vegetables. These are the nutrition that has sustained life when we look at Bible history of those who lived up to 1,000 years. And even today, when we look at a study like the Framingham longitudinal study, those who eat plant-based diet are the healthiest in the world. There are five areas in the world called the blue zones. All of them are plant-based diet populations. When we look at exercise, moving, there is enough evidence to show us that if we move, if we walk, if we exercise, our blood circulation moves very well. And the Bible says the life is in the blood. So if the food is good and the and we move, we exercise, then the blood will reach every cell and the body will be in utmost health. If we look at water again, which I have mentioned earlier on, without water, our kidney cannot work. At least the minimum 5 cups of water must enter into the human system for the kidney to work. And that is basic. Now, other parts of the body, the brain is made of water. The whole human body is 75 to 85% water. So if everything thrives on water, then we need to drink enough of it. So when we look at these simple laws of health, they are true to life. They are the ones that have shown that one can have the best of health by following them. So if we read in another place, especially on the internet, that these things are myths, then we know that something is wrong with whoever is the author and who published it. And anybody can publish whatever they like on the internet. That's the downside. Nobody monitors it, which is good. But then we that we read, we have to read with discretion. True. We have to have an underlying guideline that will help us when we read to know which one to choose and which one to leave alone. So these laws of health, which one I believe is the most important one, is trust in God. When we trust God who created us, we plead with him to give us wisdom. We will know false and true. Then we will know that we have to be temperate in all things, and that even the things that are good, we have to use it in moderation, not that we overuse anything. So these 8 laws of health, I consider still to be the guiding laws that will help the body to live life the healthiest we can, because God desires that we be in good health. I have shared with several persons of weeds that grow in and around us. And when we know the weeds and we can use them for part of our diet, we have the great advantage of living in good health. I was in US a few weeks ago, and I was reading that with the present change in all of these things happening over there in relationship with other countries of the world, I read a material where China says if America should give them tariffs and so forth, and then they retaliate in one way or the other, much of the raw materials of the drugs that are put together in US come from China. I never knew that. I read that article and I said, wow. And the consequence of it is that if they should put a lot of money on the raw materials for drugs, then drugs will become very, very expensive. And then I said to myself, that is the great advantage of knowing how to live naturally, simply with the things of nature. But then artificial intelligence is trying to take our eyes, our mind, our heart away from natural things and trying to put it on the things that will sell for some people and will bring money and so forth. And we have been brainwashed. People in my own local environment here are so engrossed in seeking for drugs and medications that they have totally forgotten that there are simple things in nature that they can use, and they are growing all around them, but they are looking for that drugstore. They are looking for that pharmacy where they can get the drugs. And I just feel so sad. But then again, I have to know that we have choices to make and that we cannot be forced against our will. So if I have not mentioned enough myths, it's just because there are so many of them that we can't start busting all of them one by one. They are innumerable. But if we are guided by those few laws of health, we will be able to know the ones that are false and whatever is true.
Yeah, Dr. Atolabe, I must thank you. There's lots of, as you said, lots of these myths, lots of things that are not true. But I like what you said. We need to pray. We need to discern and ask God to navigate the world of health with us. Thank you so, so much for your time.
Yes, God is good. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Lovely. Have a fantastic Sabbath ahead.
I wish you the same.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.